Good evening, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernol. This message was hand-delivered to WRCO News by representatives of the Ithaca School District. It is with great sadness that we share news of a tragic loss in our school community. We have learned that one of our students, Briggs Maxwell, was involved in a farming accident and has passed away as a result of his injuries. Our thoughts and deepest sympathies are with the student's family, friends, classmates, and everyone who knew and loved them during this incredibly difficult time. This is a time for our school community to come together, support one another, and give one another grace. We ask that everyone respect the privacy of the student's family and refrain from sharing or spreading unconfirmed information. More confirmed information will be communicated as the school district is directed. Counselors and other trusted adults will be available today for students and staff who need support or simply need someone to talk with. The Ithaca School District gymnasium and classrooms are available to meet with school personnel and counseling services. If you are struggling with this news, please reach out to someone you trust. Please take care of yourselves and one another. We will continue to support our school community through this difficult time. A two-vehicle head-on collision on State Highway 58 prompted an emergency response and a brief highway closure on Wednesday night. The Richland County Sheriff's Office reported that deputies were called to the scene near Smith Hollow Road at 10:01 p.m. following reports of the serious crash. According to preliminary investigations, the accident occurred when a southbound vehicle was negotiating a curve and crossed into the northbound lane. The driver lost control of the vehicle and struck an oncoming car head-on. One vehicle was occupied by two juveniles, while the second vehicle was operated by 62-year-old Jan Holloway of Casanova. Following the impact, Ms. Holloway remained conscious and alert, but reported suffering from neck and rib pain. Casanova EMS provided initial treatment at the scene before transporting her to Richland Hospital for further evaluation. The two juveniles involved were also evaluated by emergency medical personnel and were subsequently taken to Richland Hospital by their parents. The incident led to the closure of State Highway 58 between Lost Hollow Drive and Lloyd for roughly 30 minutes as emergency crews worked at the scene. Authorities have since cited the juvenile driver for operating left of the center line. The Crawford County Fair is underway and runs through Sunday at the Crawford County Fairgrounds in Gays Mills. The Midway is currently open and the challenge to the Champions Bull Ride begins at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow features live music by Buck Hallow at 3:30 and the Tri-State Truck and Tractor Pull at 6:30. Saturday's events include an antique tractor pull at 10 o'clock, Monty Burger and Country Gold at 3:30, and the Demolition Derby will be held at 7 o'clock. On Sunday morning, there will be a car show at 10 o'clock, and the Class of 62 band performs at 1 o'clock. All weekend, there will be exhibitors, arts and crafts, photography, food, and more. More information and a full list of events can be found at the fair website, CrawfordCountyWisconsinFair.com. The Richland Center City Auditorium was filled to near capacity Wednesday evening as citizens from every township in Richland County gathered to voice their unified opposition to the proposed 765 kilovolt power lines. Mike Brenninger of Southwest Partners opened the proceedings by outlining the intent of the gathering before conducting a formal introduction of the represented areas. A show of hands confirmed that every single township in the county had sent residents to the auditorium, underscoring the widespread nature of the concern. The event then transitioned into a collaborative workshop format where attendees broke into small groups to discuss their motivations for attending and their reflections on the prior informational meeting held at Richland Center High School on Monday. Throughout the evening, the prevailing message emphasized by Brenninger and shared by the audience was one of unity. Organizers stressed that the impact of the power lines transcends individual property boundaries, calling for a collective effort to support one another, regardless of whose land is directly affected. Brenninger noted that the opposition faces a significant challenge that will require sustained commitment from the entire community over the long term. The atmosphere in the room remained charged with passion and loud conversation as residents discussed the potential future of their landscape. Observers described the crowd as a galvanized force determined to maintain their momentum. As the meeting concluded, organizers announced that plans are already underway for a follow-up session. During a meeting held Wednesday, the Richland Center Planning Commission conducted a public hearing to address a conditional use permit application from Schreiber Foods. The request pertains to the company's continued dairy product processing operations located at 920 Sextonville Road. While the facility is a long-standing fixture in the community, Zoning Administrator Aaron Unbehan clarified that an ordinance amendment dating back to 2000 established dairy processing as a use requiring a conditional use permit within the city, necessitating this formal action. Representatives from Schreiber Foods emphasized that the application is primarily a procedural effort to align with local regulations. They noted that their day-to-day operations have not changed, but they are seeking the permit now to correct a previous oversight and ensure full compliance going forward. The transparency of the process was evident during the hearing, where the company reiterated its commitment to following the city's established zoning requirements. Public engagement regarding the permit was minimal but positive. No citizens spoke during the hearing itself. However, Unbehan reported that the city had received one email from a local resident expressing support for the proposed permit. Following the discussion, the Planning Commission showed clear consensus on the matter, voting unanimously to recommend that the City Council approve the conditional use permit. The recommendation now moves to the Council for final consideration. The Baraboo Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division is currently investigating a violent encounter that left one man injured late last night. Officers responded to the 200 block of 4th Avenue at approximately 10 p.m. following reports of a shooting during an attempted robbery. According to preliminary reports from investigators, the victim, identified as a 23-year-old male, had arranged to meet two individuals in the area. Police believe the meeting was intended to facilitate a narcotics transaction. During the meeting, two masked suspects confronted the victim and attempted to rob him at gunpoint. Although the suspects were unable to obtain any property, the situation escalated when one of the individuals discharged a firearm. The victim sustained a graze wound to his head during the shooting. The suspects fled the scene before law enforcement arrived. The victim was subsequently transported to a local hospital for treatment of his injuries, which are considered non-life-threatening. Detectives have already interviewed several witnesses and indicate they are following an active lead regarding the suspects involved in the incident. Chief of Police Justin K. Carloni stated that investigators do not believe this was a random act and have concluded there is no ongoing threat to the general public. The investigation remains active, and the Baraboo Police Department is urging anyone with information to contact them at 608-355-2720. Yesterday, a routine traffic stop escalated into a high-speed pursuit in Platteville Township. Grant County deputies attempted to stop 43-year-old Stephen Henriksen of Platteville on Highway 80 due to existing probable cause for his arrest on multiple charges, including felony bail jumping and a harassment protection order violation. Henriksen fled the scene, leading law enforcement on a chase that reached speeds of 90 miles per hour before deputies terminated the pursuit near the city limits for safety. After eventually pulling into his driveway, Henriksen fled on foot into a large wooded area adjacent to a cornfield. Despite an extensive search involving the Platteville Police Department and the deployment of a drone, he was not located. The case is being referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office with recommendations for additional charges of felony eluding and obstructing. At 1:08 a.m. this morning, emergency crews responded to a serious motorcycle accident on Highway 81 near Cadwell Road in Cassville Township. 48-year-old Jason Udelhoffen of Cassville was traveling northbound on his 2006 Harley-Davidson when he struck a deer. The impact threw Udelhofen from the motorcycle, resulting in significant injuries. He was initially transported to Grant Regional Health Center by Cassville EMS before being airlifted by MedFlight to a hospital in Madison for specialized treatment. Authorities noted that Udelhofen was not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash. We have two new winners in the Grace Calendar raffle drawing for today on ticket 1557, Carla Doudna, and on ticket 3116, Brian Miller of Laval. These are $50 winners. Congratulations, Carla and Brian. Vital statistics right after this.